Hi, this is a dictation for Eulalia Inge, E-U-L-A-L-I-A-I-N-G-E, date of birth 5/27/71, and date of accident is 3/20/2020. Date of service is 10/24/2022. The patient is here for follow-up evaluation. She was initially involved in an automobile accident, which occurred on 3/20/2022. In this accident, patient reports that she was hit from behind or rear-ending as a driver, leading to pain in the neck, lower back, both shoulders, with radiation to the right upper arm and right thigh, and pain in both knees initially and both hips. Today she reports that her pain in the knees and the hips are gone, completely gone. Both the shoulders, only the right shoulder has pain around 8, lower back pain is 8, and the neck pain is 7. Occasional radiation to the right upper arm, outer side, as numbness, tingling, and right leg, outer side up to the ankle is reported. Pain level usually has been 8, and ADLs are affected up to 9. General activity and work is 9, while mood and relationship with other people 7. Enjoyment of life is affected 6. The patient reports improvement of almost 20% with the current physical therapy and all. And in the system review, patient denies any headache, dizziness, vertigo, denies any vision problem, balance problem, memory problems, focus problem, no confusion, disorientation. Only issue is anxiety, depression, difficulty sleeping, and fatigue. In the pain and numbness, patient has lower back stiffness and shoulder stiffness, but denies any other issues. In the GI, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowels or stomach pain. In the GU, there's no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, or blood in the urine. And respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports that there is slight improvement in the pain level, around 40%. In last 30 days, no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss is reported. No other trauma happened. Current pain medication is Tylenol with codeine. Substance abuse, none is reported. Compliance is the patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. The physical examination reveals the blood pressure is 124/85, pulse is 57, pulse ox is 99. And the rest of the exam is from previous visit of 9/15/2022, dictation number 0919-024. Patient is provided with the following medication, which are Tylenol codeine number 3, every 12 hours, 60 tablets for pain relief, along with Mobix, 15 milligram daily for anti-inflammatory, Flexeril, 10 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation, Acifax 20 twice a day for stomach protection, Wellbutrin XL for depression, Xanax 1 milligram daily for anxiety relief, Neurontin 600 milligram twice a day for head, for the general pain and headaches, feels at 1 or 2 every 6 hours for the headaches. Patient is referred to psychological therapy with a psychiatrist and also to neuropsych for panic PTSD as well. The patient is expected to call a local hospital and find appropriate persons to take care of her. Other than that, patient doesn't want any surgery. She doesn't want any injection treatment for her issues. Her MRIs were found positive in the area of shoulder. Right shoulder shows subacromial deltoid bursitis and supraspinal disc tendinosis. The patient doesn't want any injection treatment for that. In the lumbar spine, there was a presence of bulging disc at L5 and herniated disc at L5-S1, for which patient was advised lumbar epidural steroid injection. She is not interested in those. In the cervical spine, there is a herniated disc at C3, C4, C4, C5, C5, 6. Patient again refused any cervical epidural injection or even consultation to the surgeon. The patient is continuing physical therapy 2 times per week and referred to chiropractor, Dr. Sagala, right here in the our building area to provide some services and acupunctures. And other than that, the patient is stable and she'll continue off work, household replacement and transportation help. End of dictation. Thank you.